Owners of the ERCO chloralkali plant at Port Edward say they'll start phasing mercury out of their production in 2009 and go mercury-free by about 2015. The plant is the state's largest single industrial source of mercury emissions, accounting for about 25% of Wisconsin's total. The announcement comes as the DNR is looking to make coal-fired power plants reduce mercury pollution at least 70%, possibly with an eye towards a 90% cut. DNR Air Administrator Al Shea says he doesn't think ERCO's change will affect the state trying to at least match the federal 70% target.
As we go through the process, I'm sure that fact will factor into policymakers' decisions as we go through this. But again, from a narrower standpoint, the obligations we have to meet the federal requirements are related to utilities and are related to a cap.
Shea says ERCO's move could affect whether the state tries to exceed the 70% goal. The large business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, wants no more than a 70% reduction. WMC's Scott Manley says ERCO's conversion shows businesses will clean up on their own.
You don't need a heavy-handed command and control regulatory scheme in order to, you know, get a significant benefit to the environment.
Environmental groups acknowledge ERCO may be getting away from mercury for economic reasons, but say their pressure helped convince the company. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.